Gallery.
Huh?
Gallery.
Uh-huh. Was that just any kind of porch?
Gallery. That's my gallery out there. Now it's called a porch, and it was called a gallery then. Right on the front gallery.
Uh-huh. What about
It was called a gallery.
What about a real small porch? Did it have a special name?
A what?
A real small porch, maybe off the back. Would that have a special name?
Just a gallery.
Uh-huh. Just any kind of porch would be.
Any kind of a porch was a gallery. That's what we called it.
How did you get heat in your house?
Fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Just had an old chimney. You seen them, ain't you?
Uh-huh.
Them old chimneys, and that was all.
Do you remember the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace? You call that the...
The open place on the floor?
Uh-huh. Maybe it'd be made out of rock or brick or something?
No, I didn't have that. What we had was them old chimneys, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what we had, them old chimneys. And a cooking stove, of course.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see people cook on a fireplace?
No, I haven't, not very much. But now my mother-in-law did. She knew what that was.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, she did.
Did she tell you about that?
Oh, yeah.
How would you cook on a fireplace?
The old chimney that they made, you know, an old fence rail. You know what a fence rail is, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's long cross side and wide. Well, then there's a big, long thing. Well, they put their wood there. In the wintertime, they're cooking. Then they're back in the other corner. That's where they done the cooking.
Mm-hmm. What about the part of the fireplace that you'd set the pot down on? You'd call that the...
Well, that's what it was called, where you set the pot, you see. When they had the fire, they had it back there. Well, then they made the little place there to put the wood on it and cook down there on that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people talk about a hearth or a hearth?
Yeah, you know what that is?
What's that?
Well, when you make the chimney, you have, like the chimney's right here in the back of it, goes up all the way to the top of the house. Well, then it leaves the back, you know, in the front, where you can put your fire in there, you know. Well, then, to keep it from, it's right next, like, see, here is your floor right here now.
Uh-huh.
To this plank right here. Well, they take brick and mortar and lay that so it wouldn't burn your floor.
Uh-huh.
And that was your hearth.
Uh-huh.
That was the hearth, because that was the hearth. It would be about so wide, you know.
Uh-huh.
It would be a hearth that, well, it was brick. Mm-hmm. Well, then if you got it too hot, it wouldn't burn your floor.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that they set the wood on in the fireplace?
Them old dog irons.
Uh-huh.
You ever see that dog iron?
I think I've seen them.
You put them in there. Well, then you put your, make your fire down there. When they put your, make your fire, they have your splinters and stuff, and put your pine on there. Well, then you lay your wood, you know, it's all oak wood, mm-hmm. and put that cross in the dog irons.
Mm-hmm. What about that, the kind of wood, that real rich wood you use for starting the fire?
Pine.
Uh-huh. Did it have any special names?
Well, yeah. It was we called it fat-lighted pine. That's what we called it, fat-lighted pine. That's what we called it. It was real fat. It was hard, you see.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't sap. You know, these trees mostly around here is sap now.
Uh-huh.
That's reason ain't no good lumber. It's, you know, there's a heart in every pine, you know, every tree, a pine especially. There's good heart in there. There's no knots in it. There's no nothing, you see. That's good. It's solid. But then the sap on the outside will rot and leave that first.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all, that's where, and then this, that, when that, you cut down a tree, and if it lay there a long time, you see, the sap would all ride away. It'd be out in the woods, you know, plenty of timber them days. And you could put that down there. Right away. But then you'd go get that, because you lighted. We called it lighted then.
What about taking a big old piece of wood and setting that toward the back of the fireplace?
Well, that's what it was on them dog irons.
Uh-huh. What would you call that big piece of wood you could set toward the back and maybe it'd burn all night?